And the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds! Wow, I'm just perfecting that.
It's getting better.
It's getting better. I got my heart in it now. Shut up.
I'm not the only one that's laughing.
Excuse me?
Your mics are live.
Yeah, better watch it. Watch it.
Watch it.
Yeah, today is Sunday, October 7th, 2018.
Wow.
And it's Sovereign Mind Radio time again, and once again, it's my name is Mark Kent. Once again,
like, oh, no did snickers, it change?
But it could.
Are you expecting it to?
I thought it might.
We won't say what we were saying earlier. No.
Yeah. I am here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all around great gal.
Thank you.
And Red Smith, who's now in the unfunded seventh circle of a non-existent recovery. While the mainstream media prostitutes, politicians and prostitutes and everybody else, self-serving banksters, they're all in on it.
It's true.
I've spun the truth into a tattered remnant of the former greatness we called Old Glory, which is completely being turned around by Trump and Kavanaugh.
Do you, challenge yourself to add a sentence to that every week?
I wonder how many he can add before he passes out. That's what I'm waiting for. Look, he ran out of air.
That'll never happen.
He's down on the floor. He's fallen and he can't get up.
You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. These shows are all podcasts and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. Make sure you look for the State of Jefferson flag and the horse riding in front of our esteemed nut job down in Sacramento, Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
He's not the only one.
He's one of many. It's the Capitol has turned into Napa State Hospital.
Yeah, that's
really is.
It's crazier by the day.
You know, straight jackets at the door, you're in.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
At this point, I just wonder what is to be done. You just grab your popcorn and sit back and watch it burn?
Break out the marshmallows.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not?
As long as you ain't sipping your beer with a straw.
We have a caller.
We do. We have Norm on the line. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. You?
Hey, I was listening to the State of Jefferson earlier,
yeah.
And some young lady come on, and she said that the gas tax, nothing, they still had to get repealed. Well, I've got the things here from the Howard Jarvis taxing representation,
okay.
And it says, tax revolt, gas tax repeal makes the November ballot, also the cost of increasing your registration.
Oh, wow, that's great news.
And down here it says, candidate for California Governor John Cox chaired the successful effort to get the repeal of the gas tax.
Well, that's great news. And maybe if we can eliminate all the illegal voters, we'll actually win.
It might possibly happen.
Racist.
We can keep our fingers crossed, can't we?
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
We can.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to let people know because she said it was they had to get some petitions out there and it's already taken care of.
Well, thanks, Norm. We
appreciate
the information.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Have
a great day.
Yes,
the fun never stops. I don't even know where to start. this week. There's so many.
Well, is the ballot initiative process in California even valid anymore? We pass a ballot, and then the California court turns around and goes, yeah, we don't like that. See you later. And they just ignore it.
Therefore, good is evil. it is such a target-rich environment right now that I can't even tell you where to, you know. I mean, I posted a couple of things on Facebook if anybody wants to look at them. This is an interesting. I haven't been able to verify this, so I'm throwing out a little speculation there probably. In March of 17, Christine Blasey Ford posted on Facebook that someone needed to come forward to accuse Neil Gorsuch
absolutely true.
Of rape to derail his SCOTUS nomination. She further said that accusations should continue until the Trump nominates Merrick Garland. Wow, looks like she decided to take her own advice.
Yeah.
So that couldn't possibly mean she was lying, could it?
No, or the potential that maybe she self-hypnotized herself because that's where her research centers on and wrote a book about self-hypnotizing for traumatic events and creating false memories.
I like the fact that her grandfather, Nicholas Deak, was a well-known CIA agent for decades. Her father, Ralph Blasey II, ran three CIA front companies, Redcoats, Inc., Data Watch, and Admiral Security Systems. Her brother, Ralph Blasey, once worked for a law firm, Baker Hostetler, which was behind the creation of Fusion GPS. subsequently, the dossier was used to start the Russian collusion investigation. She couldn't be a plant or a shill or anything like that.
No.
So that would be impossible.
No.
Now, and I also posted a picture here of, it looks just like her standing next to George Soros.
Oh, yeah, I did say that before. Oh, yeah.
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
There is no George Soros.
It's all a figment. It's a myth.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do I got here? Let's see. Reporter asked Kavanaugh, how are you feeling today, Judge? And he answers, like a Duke lacrosse player.
Yeah.
I'm posting a lot of memes, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, they work. They get through the algorithm.
Isn't that interesting?
Although their Facebook and Twitter have announced that they're actually working on software to be able to identify the texts in memes now to protect us from ourselves.
Hmm. Yes, because we need that.
Yes, we do.
We need that. Let's see. I like the next one is, gal holding up the sign, reject Kavanaugh. A man who attacked a woman cannot be trusted to uphold America's most cherished legal principles. And the answer from, it looks like, an attorney is, you mean like due process and presumption of innocence?
Yeah. How about totally presenting insane. Some evidence?
I've said from the beginning, I don't believe a word this person says.
She was incredible.
Yeah.
My 6-year-old daughter lies better than she does.
Yeah. I mean, you can see some of the body language. There's all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we
do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. I haven't heard your show for the last, I think, 2 weeks, but there was something about the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings that I noticed that nobody's talking about with all this, especially like you were just saying with the body language and all that.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch that, when they were questioning Ford, there was a few times where they started chuckling and giggling. Like, Chuck Schumer was, chuckling and giggling, and, Ford was chuckling and giggling. And I'm just thinking, what is so funny about this? What does that tell you? Because I went into it with pretty much an open mind, because I don't know Brett Kavanaugh. But
right. When
I seen how they were just not taking it seriously, in my own humble opinion, it just really put me off. And I was just like, oh, man, this is a bunch of malarkey. Did you guys notice that? And what do you think about that? And I'll take my answer off there.
Well, I did notice that, and I think that was right before they read the FBI report. Because did you see Dianne Feinstein's face after they read the FBI report? the chuckling was over. So I think they thought this was another deal.
The whole thing was rigged.
The whole thing's rigged. They thought they were going to win this thing.
Yeah, they thought that it was just going to be smooth sailing and everything was going to be good.
They literally transitioned the narrative away from what's going on. I mean, first it's these accusations that Brett Kavanaugh assaulted a woman. Then we throw a couple of wackos in there. And suddenly Brett Kavanaugh is now responsible for all the rapes and sexual assaults in the country. And if we confirm him, we're violating the rights of women and their trust everywhere, which transitions into the last statement right before the vote. My favorite guy that said, well, if Brett Kavanaugh wasn't biased before, we have mistreated him so badly, he is biased now and cannot be trusted to be on the Supreme Court.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, here's
what?
Here's a tweet from Stephen Molyneux. It's totally important for us always to believe women, unless those women happen to be the 65 female classmates of Brett Kavanaugh who say he always treated them with respect. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's ludicrous.
So I just posted the video that was on YouTube from Feinstein after. Did you see that? You have to watch this. After she read the FBI report?
Yeah.
It is like, gee, it looks like she completely just ate a total crap sandwich.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like, wow, there's something in there that has repercussions. I mean, she looks like she's going to cry. And this goes on. Mm-hmm. You got to watch this on the face. This goes on for like a minute and a half, 3 minutes.
Well, you can see her processing whatever the thought is and going, Oh, crap. Yeah. Uh-oh.
You can't say that, Ashley? I think you can. Crap's a good...
Behave?
We are.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
I don't know. Can I say feces sandwich?
I'll take that.
Fecal Funyuns.
Can I have some Funyuns with that?
But, yeah, I would urge anybody to go on YouTube and look up the video of Dianne Feinstein right after she reads it and just read the body language, and you can see the process of, oh, that's not good.
What you want to do.
That means, uh-oh.
I think that she's known she's in real trouble here, and that's over and above this. Yeah.
Well, I even posted about this and some thoughts and talked to some people about it. Is the Democrats want Kevin DeLeon. So did they get a two-for-one on this? Did they set up Feinstein to bushwhack her right before the election?
I don't know.
And get to try to delay the Supreme Court nomination?
Well, I posted that on YouTube, or you can type in at YouTube, Feinstein after reading FBI's Kavanaugh report, and it's only for a minute, 26 seconds, so don't get sidetracked with a bunch of other crap stuff. So I guess let's go to a break.
Yeah, Ashley. I think we got to go to a break. She wants to go to a break.
She wants a break.
I'm such a mean person.
Yeah, I know.
I feel so
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Though it's hurting me, now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small. Beside the victory, there's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence, building
yeah,
me a home.
Yeah, we have a theme today we're going to try to stick with. Oh, boy. Wow. Let's see. I wanted to play this with Greg Hunter. And this is the weekly news wrap-up. We're going to play a couple minutes of it. And let me tell you, this was pretty powerful. If you don't know what's happening here, then... You know, this other stuff's a sideshow. You know, Kavanaugh got confirmed. But I think the fireworks are just starting.
I do, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, Trump is going after these guys. I'll wait.
Okay.
We got a caller?
We do have a caller. We have Mike on the line. Good
morning, Mike.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. The fun never stops.
Am I on the air?
Yep, you're on the air, Mike.
Go for it.
Well, I have a couple comments. One is I'm really disgusted on, first of all, Blasey Ford didn't really get raped. She just got kind of felt up, and it happened. If it did happen, it's when they were 17 years old, and I don't think it's fair to look at what somebody did as a 17-year-old.
I'm not sure. What is the definition of attempted rape?
I'm not even sure, to be honest. But I know when I was younger, you know, there were times you'd try to get to third base and a gal would say no, you know, and that happens all the time, and it's unfortunate, but it's not, I don't think it's something that should be held against you when you're, 40, 50 years old.
Well, I agree. I mean, I agree that there's something wrong here across the board. There's too many ties. There's too many connections. I posted a picture of her standing next to George Soros on Facebook. There's a lot of stuff here that just is not adding up.
It just doesn't add up with what is going on.
And take all of that away, but it's the narrative of where our society has gotten.
Right. Well, one other point I had that was I thought was kind of not the word disgusting, but they were afraid to ask her any hard questions and treated her, you know, like she was a child. I saw on Fox News they had a gal that is a litigator, and she gets 5-year-old girls on the stand to tell her story,
you know,
and then they acted like she couldn't even, you know, tell her story on that real serious accusation. I thought that was kind of disgusting.
Well, I don't buy it just from the simple fact that you know, if it was that bad, you don't remember where you were. You don't remember, where it was at, how you got there, how you got away from there. I mean, there's too many inconsistencies to the point where if that really happened to you and it was that bad, you would only remember the fact that you just had one beer.
Right.
It doesn't make
and
sense.
Lastly, I just think that the Democrats are using her just like they're using immigrants. You know, I don't think they care about immigrants personally. I think they just want to get their votes. And I think it's disgusting how they're trying to divide us and act like that. If they really cared about the immigrants, I might listen to them a little more, but I don't think they care at all.
See,
if they really cared about illegal immigrants, Mike, they would be arguing for ways to make them citizens instead of ways to make them illegal aliens and stay here.
Here's another thing that I differ from what you just said, and what, you know, and I understand why that the Republicans and so forth, you know, use this as not attacking Blasey, Dr. Ford, as they like to call her. But I think she's in on the deal. I think that she was in on the deal from the beginning to the end.
I think it was her idea.
And I understand why they didn't attack her, because then that would have been used against them as well, that, oh, look, they're attacking her and all this crap. But I don't think she's innocent by any stretch of the imagination. And also, her ex-boyfriend writes a letter that says that she was giving clues on how to take polygraphs. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, you don't have to, it doesn't take a whole lot of common sense to figure out 2 + 2 = 4 here.
I will admit, I was a little scared. I kind of freaked out. I thought the Democrats were going to succeed at what they were doing, and it had me spooked bad.
Yeah, I get it. And luckily, so it looks like the Republicans have finally grown some coyotes maybe under Trump here.
If they just stick with it.
Yeah, it's a whole new way of looking at things. It's like, you know, the rules have changed. We win, you lose type thing, you know. And that's what needs to happen, because these guys have revealed and tipped their hand to exactly what they are. They're a bunch of communist, socialist sympathizers who want to take over the country and get rid of our Constitution.
I used to be a Democrat, or at least very middle, but there's no way I would ever back anything like that again the rest of my life.
Well, you know what they say, if you're not a Democrat when you're young, you don't have any heart, but if you don't turn into a Republican when you get older, you don't have any brains.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, that was my thought of the day. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling
thanks
in.
For
we
calling
appreciate
in.
It.
You know, and again, I'm not siding with either party here. All I'm saying is at least the Republicans are saying the right thing now and starting to do the right thing. Before, they just said the right thing, but they had a hard time doing the right thing.
They kept stepping back every time they would take a couple steps back.
Well, and I'm really surprised at Susan Collins. I was like, wow.
I thought she made a very good, plea to, can we come to our senses?
Yeah.
I think it's lost upon the other side.
Oh, completely. Yeah. They don't want to hear anything.
They don't. There's no more talking.
No, these guys are completely out to lunch from a intellectual standpoint. They're not intellectually honest about anything, even to themselves.
They will fight, resist, and do whatever it takes until the end. I mean, look at the guy that worked for Sheila Jackson that got caught breaking into senators' offices to release their home addresses to protesters.
Yeah, it's kind of like I felt a vibration in the force.
Yeah.
It was like 1,000 snowflakes melting.
These people are dangerous, and they're going to get more and more dangerous.
Because they're getting desperate.
They are.
Yeah. They're getting very desperate now.
Well, can you imagine if these guys were in power Can you imagine? I mean, when you talk, this is what happens to these nut jobs. Why do you think that they kill you when the communists take over? Because they're a bunch of nut, bloodthirsty guys that think everybody is evil but them, and that's the excuse for getting rid of everybody.
And they're the evilest. Yeah.
What do you think the country would look like right now under Hillary Clinton?
Oh, my goodness.
I think you and I would be sitting in a cell across from each other tapping with our little metal cups and Morse code.
They wouldn't even give you metal cups. Come on now.
I was thinking more out in a movie, a drive-in theater, pasted up against the cyclone fence. Avenge me!
Exactly.
Yelling at the kids.
Yeah, Wolverines!
Let's go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't patronize.
sorry. Sovereign Mind Radio. I like the voices in her head thing. We're back. Little Bonnie Raitt. That's actually Bruce Hornsby, believe it or not. Wow. There is so much crap going on out there. There's so much stuff going on out there. Sorry, Ashley. I don't know what this morning. I just woke up and I was on it. I was in it. I was covered up.
Too much information on that one.
Excuse me. But, I mean, it reminds me of, Glory, when Denzel Washington gives his big speech about, we're all covered up in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's only the beginning.
Wow. Unbelievable. So, let's see. Do we have a caller now?
We do. We have Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question. This George Soros guy?
Yep.
Yeah, does he really actually exist?
Yep. No. Yeah. Yeah. It's a myth.
Does anybody know where he lives?
Well, I got a little clip I'm going to play here for you, and I think that, maybe we'll know where he lives pretty soon.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of wondering, the left wing knows where all of our politicians seem to live, and they protest, I'm kind of wondering.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm inclined to think the same thing. I agree with you. Why does everybody know where the right guys live and everything else, but nobody knows where the guys on the left?
I think he's on the move all the time. I think he moves a lot.
Yeah.
He's around a lot of different places and a lot of
maybe
different
he's in a perpetual airplane flying over the earth that refuels in the air, stroking his
naked cat,
his hairless cat.
Yeah. I was just kind of wondering why everybody on the Democratic side puts him on a pedestal. I know it's the funding,
they'll fund anything.
Well, I mean, maybe he could call the Bank of England and ask them where they send the checks.
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, why doesn't our government? I don't quite understand why our government doesn't
do something,
figure out who he is or where he is, or
they may not want that information
a lot
out
of our
quite yet.
Works for him,
yeah. Maybe the fat lady hasn't sung on that.
Yeah,
yet.
I'm thinking they want to keep that quiet just for a little bit longer.
Let me play this little ditty from Greg Hunter, the USA Watchdog, and maybe this will give you a little better idea where we're headed.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. Very good. Okay, so here we go. And this is Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog, weekly news wrap-up, 10/5/18. And I'm going to start this out about 18 minutes in so we don't listen to the whole thing for about 3 minutes.
Hold on, it's not working.
Hold on,
right.
We'll start over again. Hold on, I got an idea what it is. Yeah. All right, hang on. Let's try that over again one more time here. Okay.
Doing it on the early.
There you go.
Here we go.
John Wayne's
right.
Shadow Dance.
Okay, here we go. This is where I want to be.
Another warning, and I'm back to the failed coup. Listen, folks, this isn't what I think. I'm not making some hyperbole up. The FBI was involved. I don't know, 25 or 30 people are now gone or in the process of being prosecuted or will be prosecuted. At the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the National Security, the NSA, the Director of National Security, James Clapper, said it was all Obama's fault, said it on CNN. I brought this up a couple of times. This is not what I think. The Obama White House was involved. Valerie Jarrett was involved. Susan Rice was involved. Christian Powers at the United Nations, the ambassador, was involved of unmasking people. They had a plan to go after Donald Trump. Foreign spy agencies in the UK and Australia, possibly Canada, the Five Eyes is what they call it, were involved. This was a huge... The State Department was involved. They filed for phony FISA warrants. The opposing candidate, Hillary Clinton, was involved. This is a huge failed coup. People are like, oh, nobody's ever going to go to jail. Yes, they will. They threatened to rape Donald Trump's 12-year-old boy. Yes, they did that through Peter Fonda with him saying, you should put him in a cage with a pedophile who talks like that. And then, of course, he took it back later, but still, threat's a threat. This is going to go up to the, as George Soros is saying, you know, Donald Trump's almost killed the deep state, the New World Order. Good. But listen, they're not going to go down without a fight. And then back to the executive orders. So not only are we in a national emergency on multiple fronts, on election fraud, terrorism, corruption, human trafficking, transnational crime organizations, we're a national emergency. We're also talking about confiscating the assets of people involved in human trafficking. This is the pedophilia and also corruption. That's a pretty big window to jump through. Just anybody corrupt, anybody committing terrorist acts, you know, like a false flag, anybody meddling in our elections, you know, like China and maybe illegal aliens voting in our elections, okay, and people helping them vote, like Google and Voto Latino. I mean, they're going to take assets from people. Do you know how disruptive this is going to be? That's the wild card nobody talks about. I think it'll be in the trillions of dollars they'll be taking assets, because they're going to take assets from big people. Who does George Soros think he is? Listen, you're free to speak your mind in America. You're not free to pay protesters and pay people to commit violence against people and commit sedition and treason. You're not free to do that in America. You're not free to sell America out to Chinese nationals, Dianne Feinstein. You're not free to do that with no penalty. You don't get to keep the stuff you stole fair and square. I mean, listen, in 2008, I'm going to sum this up for you. In 2008, what would happen if they let the banks go under? What would happen if they let the bonds go under? You have $100 million in bonds? You have $1 million in bonds? No. Who has bonds? Rich people. What would have happened? Rich people would have taken a huge hit. So what did rich people do? They transferred the debt from companies that were bankrupt, AIG, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Wachovia, all these bankrupt entities, General Motors. Okay? They transferred that to sovereign debt, countries. Rich people, they stole their money fair and square, dang it, and they're going to keep it. And so what's happening now is that rich people still want to keep their money. They want to try to grow their way out of it. You know, nobody wants to take a loss. And the people that will take a loss are all the people at the very, very top that got the money. There's no way they can pay all this debt. We went from a global debt of $160 to $170 trillion globally in 2008 to now we're nearly $250 trillion. We grew the debt. And so here's another warning sign. And this is just to continue the whole idea of how the deep state and the coup is totally unraveling. These people are going down, folks. They're going to jail. Here is now another lawyer, top FBI lawyer, James Baker, offers explosive testimony on abnormal handling of Russia probe into Trump campaign. This is the law. This is Trump campaign. This is the lawmakers. This is the abnormal handling of Russia probe into the Trump campaign. And this is the lawmakers talking about it. Hold on. So abnormal, like Lisa Page blurting out, she's now flipped and she's testifying against all the people at the DOJ and FBI saying they didn't have any evidence of Russia probe when they impaneled, when they seated Robert Mueller. Totally illegitimate, totally fraudulent. He was looking for a crime to pin on Donald Trump to have a coup, which failed.
Now, that was a mouthful, what was just said right there. And I think that kind of answers a little bit of the question on George Soros. You know, this thing is so big, so huge, that if they start confiscating these guys' stuff, this is going to crash the system in itself. Because I mean, you've got the debt out of control. You've got the printing of money out of control. Treasury bonds out of control. You know, the economy, you know, Trump's a great guy, but the economy's not doing all that great like, you know, they're trying to lead us to believe. I think we got to get past the midterm, but I think they're going to start confiscating this stuff. I think they're going to start going after these guys because they have to. This thing is so big and so huge, though, you just can't start arresting people. You've got to get all your ducks in order.
I was going to say, you got to get things in place, and there's probably a lot of stuff going on that we're not aware of until after the fact because they can't let it be known. In order to take some of the people down, if you're talking about some of these big,
well, I think
huge
they're starting to find out. It's like you watch that little thing on the FBI report on Feinstein, and there's something going on there that they're not talking about,
yeah.
Okay? And the FISA warrants, the George Soros involvement, I think that this thing is getting to a point where you're going to start seeing arrests and indictments. And I think that some of this is already starting to happen.
Yeah, and they may want to do more than just a couple at a time or something, you know.
Well,
I'm just saying may have to have other things in place in order to do.
Jeff Sessions, it seems like, is back in the mix somehow. Mm. Interestingly enough, he might be unrecused. We'll find out about that.
Well, and if you look into the Q stuff, if for the people that look at that and buy into that, I mean, look at the number of resignations and terminations that have occurred since October 1st. The list is massive.
It's there's a big,
and most people
huge
don't know that.
And it's
purge going
it's
on
international.
There.
The head of Interpol France is missing after a trip to China.
Well, and this whole thing on the Russia, I think that they were trying to pin this whole thing on Russia instead of who the real culprit is in trying to dissuade the elections. Was China.
Yeah.
And China's in, I mean, the Seth Rich, the Chinese thing. They just found out the other day that, and I posted it, that they've got chips in all of the computers. China used a tiny chip to hack and infiltrate U.S. companies.
Well, weird.
Yeah.
I know. This is Bloomberg Business Week. This is
Yeah, they wouldn't be
stuff.
Doing that with anything else or
so,
finding information.
You know, the funny thing is I got to tell my nutty brother that he was right all along because he said that the Chinese had chips in our cell phones with a tiny piece of C4, and one day they're just going to pick up the phone and blow us all up.
I'm not too sure about the C4, but
he
was
close. Stuff. Well,
let's go to a break.
We don't know everything yet either.
Let's go to a break, and we'll come back, and you know our music is going to maintain our theme.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
With eyes that know the darkness in my soul, shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills, in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
I'm looking at this one is on a queue, but you showed me on the queue map there, this post, and it's on the 5th. Now comes the real pain. Now comes the real truth. Boom, 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 boom. They wanted you divided by race, by religion, by culture, class, political affiliation. Divided, you are weak. Together, you are strong. This movement challenges their forced narrative. The movement challenged their people not to simply trust what is being reported. Research for yourself. Think for yourself. Trust yourself. This movement is not about one person or one group of people. We, the people, save the republic. Hatred and dissension in the nation will heal. Where we go one, we go all. Q. I think this whole thing is. I mean, and you know, everybody thinks, well, this Q thing. How do you even know that there's a guy on the inside or anybody doing this stuff?
The best guess initially, a lot of people believe that Q started in military intelligence, and kind of spread and grew and found other people throughout the government to start disseminating information. But now it has grown into a full-blown movement of basically civilian investigators and people that are working on this and crunching stuff. And guess what? They're really good at it.
Yeah, it's really crazy. You know, I've seen this other one here, which we were talking about this on October 4th. Memes ready, you know, we got that little tip that they can't do the memes in the algorithm, so everybody's flooding the memes out there and all the social networks, and then it says, are you ready to see arrests? Are you ready to see pain? Are you ready to be part of history? I'm telling you, there's something here, and something's happening. All these people are either getting fired or
resigning.
I think there's going to start being some arrests here. I mean, with this FISA warrant and all this stuff, and I haven't got all the scoop in on Jeff Sessions. I got to go do some more research on that. Evidently, he was called in, and evidently the recusement doesn't apply when you're subpoenaed. So he got subpoenaed in to testify the other day.
Mm.
Did you see that in the news?
I missed that one.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Google it, yes. Oh, well, but you might not get an algorithm that actually tells you the truth, and that story might be buried 4 pages deep. So you might have to go find somebody that actually is doing the research and showing you real news. Wow. So, I don't know. I mean, this is crazy stuff. But does anybody looking around and thinking this isn't crazy town anyway? I mean, look what's going on. Look what happened in the Kavanaugh hearings. Look what's been going on in the country. Look, is this?
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
I mean, the whole hit job with Ford and all of them was to get rid of the you know, due process.
That's a graph for the number of sealed indictments.
Yeah, so what are we up to by month?
76,000.
76,000 sealed indictments by the Justice Department. Nothing going on there to see.
No.
Yeah, just look the other way. Who cares?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
And there is a normal, you know, number of sealed indictments, but we're probably 65,000 north of that, of what's average.
I'm just wondering if, okay, so I've got this, you know, not to switch gears, but, I mean, this whole thing is all tied together, it seems like to me. The big hack. Let's go back to the big hack. How China used a tiny chip to infiltrate U.S. companies. The attack by Chinese spies reached almost 30 U.S. companies, including Amazon and Apple, by compromising America's technology supply chain, according to an extensive interview with the government and corporate sources. In 2015, Amazon.com Inc. began reevaluating a startup called Elemental Technology, a potential acquisition to help with major expansions of its stream video service, known today as Amazon Prime. Wow, based in Portland, Oregon. Hmm. Yeah, Element made software for companies for compressing massive video files and formatting them for different devices. It's technology. So anyway, to get to the deal here, they created the Super Microcomputer Inc., a San Jose-based company commonly known as Supermicro. Okay, so but inside these motherboards, they put this little tiny chip that's about the size of a head of a pencil lead. And this chip has been spying on us. And I think this whole thing is completely related. There are two ways.
You've got the DOJ has just announced that they are going to begin investigation of Google's Android operating system for illegal activity.
Well, and this goes on to say there are two ways for spies to alter the guts of computer equipment. One, known as interdiction, consists of manipulating devices so they're in transit from manufacturer to company to customer. This approach is favored by U.S. spy agencies, according to documents leaked by former National NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The other method seems to involve seeding changes from the very beginning. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. And this is about what China did to this super micro.
It's not surprising that would be going on when you stop and look at all the pieces and everything that's starting to go on and all that's being exposed.
When you look at the big picture, why isn't people going to... This thing is huge. This thing is massive. You know, this is a global cabal.
Well, if we got 76,000 indictments, I mean, you're talking...
Chinese communist subversion.
Many people.
I mean, this is right out of the playbook of Mao Zedong and, you know, taking over the country, the Saul Alinsky crap.
The death of a thousand cuts.
And look at the mentality of these guys here in the United States that are protesting even Kavanaugh.
Has everybody forgotten the relationship with the Clintons and the Chinese during the Clinton eras? Anybody remember when they sold China the port of Long Beach?
Right.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
They tried to sell them Mare Island.
Well, and so, you know, with all that said, I think that, and I saw a meme to this effect the other day that, you know, just hang on, Trump says, you know, it was bigger than I thought. And I think that's what we're running into.
Well, yeah, it's got to be scary when you start digging up at the top level like that with, like, Trump. Exactly how deep is the swamp?
Boy, I'll tell
you what. You know what I mean? It's like, holy crap, and maybe I better get this together before I act on this.
That's the question is, if you cut through the swamp as you need to, you get to the bottom, what's left?
Well, there's that, too.
I mean, literally, if you cleanse our government... What's left? What does it look like? What is there?
Well, it's going to be the Great Awakening is what they talk about. And is there going to be a reset? Yeah, all across the board, across the world. And this has all been controlled by the petrodollar.
They're going to cut us off because we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. In the wake of Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation Saturday, President Trump is rallying Republicans to get to the polls next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As he celebrated Kavanaugh's confirmation at a Kansas rally, the president reminded supporters there are profound stakes in the upcoming election.
Each of you will have a chance in just 4 weeks to render your verdict on the Democrats' conduct at the ballot box.
He denounced the Democrats' treatment of Kavanaugh as unfair and indecent and said Republicans need to stop radical Democrats on November 6th by keeping GOP control of Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A person with knowledge of the investigation into a crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York yesterday tells the AP that 18 of the victims were in a runaway limousine. Two other victims are bystanders in a crowd. The NTSB is on the job. U.S. regulators have approved a modernized version of a decades-old antibiotic used to treat a number of infections.
Paratek Pharmaceuticals' NuZera was designed to overcome the problem of resistance to tetracycline, an antibiotic widely used until recent years. The company said the Food and Drug Administration approved NuZera for treating bacterial pneumonia and severe skin infections. Paratek plans to launch the antibiotic early next year, initially for use in hospitals. It hasn't disclosed the price.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met for several hours with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this morning and says they made progress toward a deal for the North to give up its nukes. No word yet on a prospective and much-anticipated second summit between Kim and President Trump. Officials in Indonesia say the death toll from the earthquake and tsunami has risen past 1,700 now. 5,000 still missing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premiums. And even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
Emergency surgery for appendicitis may become less common in the future. Dr. Charles Schneiderman explains why.
A new study of adults treated for appendicitis with antibiotics rather than surgical removal of the appendix finds that two-thirds had no recurrence of appendicitis after 5 years. Intravenous antibiotics were given in hospital for 3 days, followed by 7 days of oral antibiotics. Over 300,000 surgical appendectomies are performed in the U.S. each year. It is the most frequent emergency operation done worldwide. This is Charles Snyder reporting from Washington.
Scotland's leader says her Nationalist Party will support a new referendum on Britain's divorce from the EU if Parliament gets a vote on it. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says the Scottish National Party would not stand in the way of a second referendum, telling the BBC that lawmakers would undoubtedly vote for the proposition from her party. Britain as a whole voted to boot the EU in 2016, but Scottish voters wanted to stay. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A North Carolina family returning from several days away discovered that a family of another kind had taken up residence in their car parked at an airport.
The car was taken over by a colony of ants. They had built a nest in one corner of the engine. The Charlotte Observer reports Caroline Tedder Hacker says the unwelcome hitchhikers made their way into the passenger compartment during the drive back home. Charlotte Douglas Airport officials tell the paper they offered to pay the cost of cleaning, along with waiving the parking fee. They say that ants do tend to surface this time of year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 7th, and a birthday for some notable people, including retired South African Archbishop and Nobel Peace Laureate Desmond Tutu, 87 years old today. Former National Security Council aide and retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, 75. Russian President Vladimir Putin is 66. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
It rains and I ran, wiped the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
I can't help but chuckle at that. That's a daydream believer. Have you know? By Davy Jones of the Monkees. Oh, my goodness. I guess we have no shame anymore.
I don't.
Yeah.
Never really had a lot to begin with.
I was just going to say, you were always kind of a little bit short on that anyway,
yeah,
weren't you? Yeah.
I don't give a Funyun.
You don't give a rodent's tail?
Yeah. I've gotten worse because it's gotten so ridiculous and the narrative's gotten so out of hand and the behavior so outrageous and just so egregious. I don't care. And, you know, I heard a lot of these people, well, if Kavanaugh gets confirmed, we're going to take up arms. And suddenly it just flashes in my head that scene from
arms.
Tombstone,
yeah,
where Kurt Russell slaps him and goes, you're just going to stand there and bleed, yeah, boy? Jerk that smoke wagon and go to work.
Get to fighting or get out.
Don't get.
Yeah, I know. So I guess we have a caller. Do we have a caller? No.
Anyway. I didn't think so. I thought maybe I fell asleep.
You know, what crosses my mind when they talk, they're going to do something, like they're all unarmed.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but like usual, they say stuff like that, but they never
do
anything.
You come at me with your bike lock?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Go for it.
Bring a hair dryer.
I have my free phone.
I said, throw down, boy.
Bring a hair dryer, a hair dryer to a gunfight.
I'm just so done with the nonsense. Can we get on with it, please?
I think a lot of people are on both sides of the aisle, so to speak.
I have only one question for you, punk.
I mean, we know what's coming. Can we just get it done and get back to the part of fixing it?
Yeah, I think that's what we're all waiting on. Well, I think it's just a tough deal. It's so big.
And what's the answer to that? What is the answer to fixing it all? You know what I mean?
Let's just go back to where we shoot commies on sight.
Following the Constitution would be a good start.
I'm okay with that. Oh, you're a communist? Here's a bullet.
No, I'm not giving you the bullet way. No, hold on a second.
I'm redistributing my wealth. I own a bunch of lead. Here, I'm
run!
But I mean, where have we come from in this country that the communists can actively and openly just be in our government and be in our society? That it's not free speech. It's not a political discourse. These people are seditious and treason and stand against everything that America represents.
Yeah.
Well, with that
is an enemy.
I want to talk about crazy Governor Jerry Brown.
Oh, man.
I got this article. Miracle in California. Governor Jerry Brown did the right thing and vetoed two tyrannical bills. Miracle in California. He vetoed a bill that would have allowed illegal aliens to be employed by the government, and he vetoed another bill that would have established a fake news advisory board that could have censored alternative news outlets.
Oh, wow.
He did something good.
Think about it. Okay, why would Jerry Brown not want a board that censors fake news?
Because everybody else is fake news and he's not.
Who gets to determine?
Let's see. I don't know. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool Jerry.
Don't ever forget that Jerry Brown is a Jesuit. Don't ever forget that.
God, you're just taking the wind out of my sails here. But he did stop illegal aliens from being employed in government posts.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, even for the Democrats.
But they all got Social Security numbers, man.
Eventually, they bite the hand that feeds them.
Yeah, they don't want to give you power.
Yeah, no,
they want you to make sure they stay in power.
Exactly.
So you can't have
second class citizens running around in the halls of power.
You can vote
unless they're sweeping them.
As long as you keep trimming my hedge.
Exactly. You can sweep and mop the Hall of Power,
yeah,
but you'll never be
That's
in
okay.
the Hall.
Yeah. Can you polish the Hall of Power?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that a
my.
Linda Ronstadt joke?
Oh, my. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hey,
we're doing good.
How are you?
I'm eating this up. I laugh more on your show than... I laugh in normal life.
We try.
Hey, remember, everything Jerry Brown does right now is to pump up Newsom. So the idea is to get behind Newsom, find out what we know about Newsom, and let's get it over the air, you know, all the bad shit.
So that could be the Newsom, Newsom, Newsom.
Oh, you did. It's okay.
Yes, yes. The bad Funyuns.
Oh, well.
The bad Funyuns.
Yeah, the gruesome Newsom.
Yeah, because he's gonna want to get his friend in there, and... So he's going to start doing things that are all about my friend, you know.
Well, what do you want to know about Nancy Pelosi's nephew that was raised by the Gettys?
Yeah, right. We kind of know everything
God,
about
I watched
him already.
I watched the Getty film. Boy, that guy was like, whoa, we talk about a tightwad.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was like, oh, my grandson kidnapped. There's not enough money in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you guys are done. I know you guys are done with Kavanaugh. I might be over-talking.
Oh, that's
know.
Okay. Go ahead.
But you know what? When we went to parties and we got really drunk and then we ended up at home, the next morning we called somebody and said, where were we? Who was there? What happened to me and how did I get home? and where's my car?
I never had such an experience.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I never.
I must have been brought up on the wrong side of the tracks, but I
was a model citizen.
I know nothing.
I don't even know how many beers it takes to get drunk.
I know. Yeah. I like beer.
What's beer?
Goodbye, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Mary, for calling in.
Kegger party!
Yeah, exactly.
Cherry Hill Flats with a bonfire.
Yeah.
A teenage boy attempted to feel up a teenage girl.
My goodness.
Da, da, da. No.
Bah.
No. Now, here we go. Promoting the patriarchy and rape culture.
Yeah.
Terrible people we are.
It's true.
Yeah.
We are debauched with
culture. I do not think this debauchery. Word means what you think it means.
I can feel my I can feel my pinky finger stiffening up right now.
Wow.
Wow, my brain just went about 8 different directions with that one.
Yeah, you ought to see the look on your
well,
face.
Well, that's how I drink my tea.
It's true.
It's true.
Dr. Evil.
That's right. I say, one lump or two, anyone?
Yeah, what a shocker.
That's usually what we said at those parties, too. Hey, anybody want one lump or two?
Yeah.
Of course, that was all, you know... speculation on my part because I've never been to a teenage
because you can't remember where party. You were, you couldn't remember what year was.
I certainly
because due to American culture, the actual meaning of the word, that sort of behavior has never been considered a rite of passage.
I can't remember what I did or who, but
What are these bumps?
All I remember was that fence jumped out in front of me right before I hit it.
Never did that either.
Good grief. If they knew about half the stuff we'd do, we'd all be under indictment right now.
I'm still apologizing about one vehicle.
I know nothing. Nope.
Oh yeah, no, we never did any of that party. I mean, this is the '60s. I'm sure that Dr. Ford never ever got drunk to the point of incapacitation and not knowing what. One beer. That's what.
Just one beer.
One beer. Boom. Done. Hey, but there was no other drugs involved. No marijuana. No cocaine. No nothing. Yeah, and I'm sure that she didn't want to go upstairs.
No, she was up there to use the bathroom and was forced into the bathroom.
And was accosted.
But she couldn't remember for sure if that was that.
But she didn't like to drink. She didn't do drugs. She wasn't into boys. So why are you 15 years old running around in a bathing suit, unattended, at a senior high school drinking and party? If you don't like drugs, you don't like boys. What are you doing there?
I don't remember.
I don't even know how I got there.
Are you asking me?
Let's go to a break. I can't take
it
anymore.
If you want to call in and get involved in this conversation, give us a call.
We're running out of dilithium crystals.
530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Before I go, to whom it may concern.
Sovereign Mind Radio. A little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young there. Good stuff, Maynard. haven't heard that for a while.
No, I haven't heard that one.
I guess we
have
a caller.
Where's the beef? Well, we do. We have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I think I finally found somebody I'm compatible with. This foul-mouthed Mary that likes to drink beer to the point of blackout.
Well, before we give you that number, do you ever intend to run for office or government position?
Boy, I'd be running in the opposite direction.
All right. We'll give you that after
maybe
the show.
We need more guys like you running for office, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think anybody that runs now is just the person they're going to dump the collapse on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll tell you what, the collapse is coming, and I don't care what anybody says. And I think that Trump knows it's coming, and I think Trump's getting ready for it.
I think he's hoping to precipitate it.
Maybe.
That's what I called about just before the news break. You mentioned us losing the reserve currency status, the oil dollar.
Yeah.
We've been warned about that for about 10 years.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while. I've been screaming from the top of the roofs for quite a while, 8 years anyway.
You think it's still coming? You don't think Trump's going to be able to rescue our country from that?
No, I don't think that it's possible, quite frankly.
I'm not sure that we want to be the world reserve currency if all of it collapses.
Yeah,
We let the yuan take over as the world reserve currency, and already due to the trade war, China's economy starting to spin out of control. We were just reading an article where they have unpegged their currency to reserve ratio and released 1.1 trillion yuan into it to try to keep their economy afloat. And so here goes inflation.
Well, I think right that, you know, Gregory Manarino is right about this. We're at war right now. Mm-hmm. It's not a physical or a war of, bombs and anything yet, but it is a trade war, an economic war. And I think we already have the world reserve currency. It's called gold and silver. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what is going to happen, is that people are going to understand that anybody who's holding the world reserve currency can manipulate it to the point of stupidity, and it's not good for anybody. And of course, unless you're, you know, the International Bank of Settlements, or the Bank of International Settlements, BIS, which is kind of BS,
how many military divisions do they control?
I don't think they control any military divisions, unless you count the fact that they're lending money to every government in the world, and so they control them by lending them money. And so this whole cabal is based on the monetary supply and the control of the monetary supply from central banks across the world. And so that's why they want to go to the special drawing rights at the Bank of International Settlements, because then they control the basket of reserve currency, and they get to trade it and make their little money for doing nothing except being overseers. And that's the problem. And I think, I see that John Williams put something out that said the Fed could be gone in the coming financial crisis, and that just came out this morning. I haven't had a chance to actually look at the information yet, but I think that's on Greg Hunter's website. It came out this morning, USA Watchdog.
But isn't that
couple
part?
Points I'd like to make.
Yeah, go
One
ahead.
Is you just mentioned the wars that we're in with the currency and the foreign wars. We're also in a civil war, and this deal with Kavanaugh is a prime example.
Yep.
You know, they'll do anything to disrupt us, and it could come to shooting. Now, what I would like to know is, when everything goes to hell and everything crashes, what's it going to be like right here in Reading?
Well, I guess it depends on how ready you are for it. I mean, if it's already hell for a lot of people that are out there on the street all over the place and don't have any means. But, you know, if you've prepared a little bit, are a little bit self-reliant, you know how to grow food, you know, have stored away some food, have put away a little bit of things that you can trade in commodities until the thing rights itself, it's going to get ugly, I think.
How long will it take to write itself? Are you talking 3 months, 6 months, a year?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody could predict that, actually.
I'm saying if you're not ready to survive a couple, 3 months, at least, I think you're an idiot. That's my personal opinion, by the way.
Well, I'd have to agree with that assessment.
And, if you look at our region here, we have a community that is used to being self-reliant to an extent. We're used to coming together in disaster and things like that.
I think that's a big thing.
We might be okay here, but then you look at the horde that is going to pour north out of the Bay Area and that area in the Sacramento Metroplex that is not prepared, that is not communal-minded, that is going to storm north.
Thank goodness we've got the quality leaders we do, like Christian Schrader and Francis Sullivan and Leonard Modi and David Keogh to lead us through something like that.
I'm glad, because we'll throw them out there and try to negotiate.
I don't think they're going to be in the equation.
There, did you?
You're hungry? Okay, here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just hope it doesn't get that far or go that bad, but I just can't see this thing not unwinding in a big way that's going to be bad.
I think it has to do a certain degree in order for us to...
Right the ship. Yeah.
Yeah, for things to get better, for us to get back on track the way we're supposed to be and back to the Constitution and back to self-reliance.
It's not the first time that America has faced a major economic collapse either.
That's true.
We've been through them. We've come out the other side. Unfortunately, what has driven that economic turnaround is violence and conflict.
Well, and I mean
the last two times on the global scale.
You got the big phone thing the other day with the president and an emergency response thing and awareness. And is that a coincidence? I don't know.
It's kind of scary on both sides of that equation to me.
Obama did one too.
Hey, can you imagine what it's going to be like in Chicago when they get one of those national emergency alerts? We're being invaded. There's no police force.
Oh, it'll be exactly the same it is now. Everybody's just shooting each other.
Hey, I wanted to switch subjects real quick. I talked to Doug LaMalfa on the phone Friday when Ted Leidy was hosting Carl's show. And my pet peeve right now is locally is this casino wanting to move over to I-5.
Right.
You know, they claim that they don't have a crime problem down there. So I called up the Sheriff's Department records, and I've got a list of all the service requests to Wind River from January 2017. They average 42 calls a month. That's when the police has to come down there and make peace, arrest somebody, whatever. And, I mean, it was everything. There were sex crimes. There was burglaries. There was assaults. Assaults were a big one. But, you know, you think about that. Maybe 42 times a month doesn't sound like much to you. But when you go in there, they've got their bouncers out front that keep the peace somewhat. I imagine that they're real reluctant to call the sheriff's department.
I would imagine so, yeah.
And then you take and you consider the satellite crime, the crime that happens within, say, a mile or 2 miles around the facility, and the homelessness. All that is going to move over next to Interstate 5 and these communities over here if Wind River gets to move. And it's not a done deal yet. They have taken a avenue that community input won't be listened to. And there's another avenue that it will be listened to that Doug LaMalfa said that he would represent us if we could get people to contact him and voice our concerns. There's also an outfit on the Internet. It's speakupshasta.org. And for information on how this process could work and how our input would be listened to, go to speakupshasta.org. I like where the casino is at right now. It's back in a nook and cranny on a dead-end street. I certainly don't want it moving downtown. How about you?
Well, I don't have a dog in the hunt on this thing. I don't like the casino to begin with. My thought is, boy, they must be making bank over there. I mean, because if they can afford to just,
They just built that motel or hotel.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be building a whole new big facility by I-5.
How much money are they just sucking out of the community?
Well, that's absolutely right. And look at the people they're sucking it out of. A lot of people that, you know, they cater to addictions. Gambling is an addiction, and it attracts people. You know, they smoke in there. You know,
that's why I don't go.
In Shasta County, you can smoke. You know, the alcoholism. You know, look at the amount of DUIs. There's more DUIs down there south of town around the casino than any other part of town. That's all going to transfer right on over here to this side of town.
Yeah, I just don't think the whole thing's a good idea. I mean, you know, they got those casinos. And I think if they're putting money from the casinos into projects that actually help the community more and more, you know, I'm not saying they don't do anything good, but, building up jobs for people, you know, in the community, manufacturing things and stuff like that. I wouldn't have nearly the problem that I have, but I just don't see that happening. I see a lot of people getting rich at the top and expanding and turning this into a bigger or smaller version of Las Vegas.
I wonder why are they thinking about moving? Why do they want to move to
I-5? They want to tap the people running up and down I-5.
Yeah, it's going to be easier access in and out, and there's going to be more people.
Well, it's not going to be so much easier on that South Bonnie View Exchange on I-5.
That's going to be a nightmare. Well, Costco's going in right there too. So
yeah, throw in a bunch of drunk drivers, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
But you
got to think about this too. What does Wind River create? They don't really create anything. They're more of a parasite.
I'm inclined to agree.
And anyway, I just want to emphasize to people to go to speakupshasta.org and get involved. And at least, push and email Doug LaMalfa. Now, he told me, he says, he won't be able to do anything until after the elections. It's really
heavy. Yeah, that's convenient.
Considering that Indian casinos are his third largest campaign contributors, and the only two pieces of legislation that he's written himself the whole time were in support of getting Indian casinos their ability to set up.
Actually, he was quite sympathetic to my point of view on this. And I have gone down to the city council and raised heck with him about this and that and that and this. And very seldom am I successful. But, I feel good when I walk out because I've expressed my point of view. I stood up and told him how I feel.
Yeah, that's good. Absolutely.
You know, be done.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You can show them they're wrong. You know, this marijuana deal here in the city of Redding was a prime example where they okayed dispensaries and growing marijuana within the city limits. I went to that meeting, and I totaled up. I kept track. There were 17 people that got up and spoke against doing that, basically the legalization, and there were 12 people that spoke for it. And I got up last, and I said, with an issue this closely divided, I think it should go to a people's vote. And, oh, no, they didn't want the people to vote on it. They voted on it right there, 4-1.
Yeah, that's how they do it. It's just like the State of Jefferson thing they did down there at the County Board of Supervisors. I mean, it was overwhelming support for the State of Jefferson, and then they voted to where you couldn't even bring it up. So, the one other point I wanted to make on the casino is, I haven't really liked their whole deal ever since they disenrolled all of the other natives that were supposed to be involved in the casino besides themselves, the Hayward family and a few of them up there. And I know some of them personally that were disenrolled, and the fact that they were disenrolled and the way they did it is complete crap. So, it was a power grab all the way from the beginning.
I believe it was the Foremans that were disenrolled, and the Haywards are still there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And believe you me, those tribe members there, from the time they're a baby, they're well taken care of. They get money put into a trust fund.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, they get money for vacations. They get money for this and that. And, I can't see where they need to move and make more money just to survive.
Well, they eliminated half of their membership or better or whatever it was. I don't know the numbers, but, then they don't have as much to pass around now. Everybody gets more. So, from the perspective of that was supposed to be a community deal about the tribe, except that you get rid of most of the tribe so that you keep all the money. I've had a problem with it ever since.
Yes. Yes, well, I don't believe in gambling. I've only gone down there to my class reunions and a couple of State of Jefferson functions.
What I say about gambling is this. If I want to have fun throwing my money out the window, I'll do it on the freeway.
Either that or a strip club.
I never would have said that, especially on the air in front of a lot of people listening.
Oh, well. Hey, see ya.
All right, thanks, Nick, for calling us.
Bye.
And with that, we got to go to a break. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I've been called a rambler because I keep my eyes on that horizon line. I've been called a gambler because I always want to let my winnings ride.
I've been broke more times than I can count. I've been stuck 4 days in a lonely town when my love ran south. Hey, I might be making me a reputation, going my own way, and I can't live it down. Got the front wide open, gonna live it up knowing in this life you only get one go around, and I can't live it down.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
If you lined up all the restaurants where I've eaten all my life, give me $5 and some napkins, a plastic fork, a plastic knife. Then you gave me the choice to pick where I'd eat today. That's a real easy decision, one that's not too tough to make. I would proudly go for some waffle fries and a jumbo sized sweet tea. And I won't forget the chickens who died, who gave their life for me. So I grab this sandwich, take a bite, put it back down on the tray. Yeah, there ain't no doubt I love this place. God bless you, Chick-fil-A.
I think we need a little levity. You got to laugh and smile once in a while. That goes right into the story. Popeyes is serving chicken wings covered in 24-karat gold flakes. And they're shockingly good. This is a true story from Business Insider. Evidently, there's four branches. And latest bizarre trend to hit the food world. American food supply has been swamped in a deluge of gold, golden donuts, golden pizza, and perhaps the most controversial $1,000 golden chicken wings.
Unbelievable.
I thought, if it was not real, I wouldn't have reported it. You can look it up. I'll post it on the website. World has gone insane. I've officially declared that.
A bit.
And, got to get more insane before we're done. Anyway, I'm posting that.
It never stops. It just keeps going.
You can
craziness.
Believe me. Okay, so what do you, now you got another executive order over there or something? What's going on with that?
There was an executive order issue that I was just reading about that deals with foreign influence on U.S. elections and interference that basically says that the Department of Homeland Security will conduct an investigation of any national elections within 45 days of the completion of the election, and any foreign entities, agents of those enemies, whether U.S. citizens or not, and those countries themselves will have their assets that are in possession of the United States within territories of the United States seized by the U.S. Treasury.
Wow. Well, that feathers right into what Greg Hunter said about protecting the elections. I don't know.
There's, so basically, if you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar trying to rig the elections or illegally influence them anyways, you're going to be destitute.
I just want to get out of 218 alive.
You think this pointed at Soros?
Maybe. I don't know. With, on the economic front, you got the bond market bloodbath. I don't know. I mean, this is all seems like it's coming to a head, doesn't it?
Well, and then there's countries that are rapidly figuring it out and getting on par with the United States trading bloc that we're forming. We're forming a trading bloc of countries for free commerce. Then those countries are definitely going to be able to hit the ground running on an economic reset. Even that little peckerhead in Canada, Trudeau, figured it out.
Who?
Justin Trudeau.
Who?
The little peckerhead up in Canada.
That guy. I forgot about that. But as soon as you said that, then I remembered, because he was the guy that said he didn't like Trump. And
we're not going to negotiate.
No, there's
going to
be no deal. Trump's, he's Satan.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I think Donald got to go to Canada and said, look, I know that you went after me, you, Britain, Australia, all of these intelligence agencies, and this is what's coming, and you can either get on board or wither on the vine.
I just pulled this story up here. I haven't looked at it yet. Must see. UFC fighter wins. Gives a shout-out to Kavanaugh. Another says Trump called him before the fight and told him to knock that MF in Russian out.
Well, did you see all of the stuff that went down after the fight?
I missed it.
Well, the Russian ended up winning by a tap out, but then his entourage attacked McGregor in the ring, basically jumped in.
Oh, so McGregor won.
No, McGregor lost.
Oh, McGregor lost.
Yeah, but after the loss, the Russian's entourage jumped McGregor, piled over the fence into the ring, jumped McGregor, and the fighter himself went into the crowd to go after McGregor's coach. They've all been arrested for assault.
I must have missed that one.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was crazy last night.
Wow. I don't know.
It's crazy everywhere. You can't even do the fight. I mean, come on. Can't even watch Saturday night fights.
I don't know what's going on anymore. We just keep reporting this stuff and, finding the news.
The only thing that we're missing in the historical precipitation of the original Civil War is we're just waiting for Calhoun to whip somebody with his cane on the Senate floor.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. I'm ready for him to get into it. I'm ready for Lindsey Graham to come in with the Ollie Shuffle on Feinstein.
Maybe not Feinstein.
How about Schumer? Chuck Schumer? Yeah, how about Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer?
Well, did you see
cage
his
fight?
Idiot niece getting arrested protesting the Kavanaugh
confirmation? Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I know.
What a desperate attempt to stay relevant because your career sucks because you're a lousy comedian.
Well, and look at what's her name? I can't even think of her name. Alyssa Milano inside the hearings. I didn't even know who it was. Had her bun tied up so tight that it looked like it was stretching her brain pan. So I don't know. I mean, the one other guy, the smug attorney back there, did he look like he was,
I don't know.
Something wrong with that guy. I must say, he looked like a real good friend of ours. And I was like, wow, that looks just like, anyway.
My favorite testimony out of all of this was Strzok.
Strzok?
Yeah.
Strzok?
Yeah, Strzok. Peter Strzok. Watch his testimony and then go watch Grammar Wormtongue and Lord of the Rings. It's the same dude. I swear it's the same. They even look alike.
It's the same guy.
Did he run his testimony by Moneypenny?
I just, wow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we start doing our Sean Connery. I don't know. I mean, I must have missed that part. the Strzok guy looked like evil, though. I mean, the pictures that I've seen and stuff. The whole yeah, there's something wrong with that guy. There's something wrong with that guy. Yeah. Oh,
warm. Slap the taste out of your mouth.
Let's go to a break.
If you want to call it, then over
we're
here.
We're running out of gas there.
605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Speaking of running out of gas.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Sovereign Mind Radio, one of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're back. Couple of things. Venezuelans, you know, wait in line for up to 5 days to buy gasoline for a new payment system for government subsidized fuel. So it's like they don't want any foreign intervention. You know, they have to wait 3 to 5 days in the searing heat at the service station for the arrival of gas. We have waited 3 days in a row, they said, that the gasoline lorry, blah, 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 blah. But they don't want to, Maduro says that he doesn't want any foreign intervention in the gas because they might make a profit. And then they would have gas every day.
Okay.
Read your headline there, Red.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. It gets interesting the more you read.
Interpol President Meng Hongwei missing after trip to China. Unfortunately, what the article goes on to clarify is his trip to China was unwilling because he was kidnapped off the street in Paris by Chinese...
for questioning.
Yeah, by the Chinese government for questioning.
Yeah, and what was his name again?
Meng Hongwei, the president of Interpol. So the head of the international police has been kidnapped by the Chinese government.
And brought in for questioning.
Brought in for questioning. They said for graft, corruption, and potential political disloyalty.
Hmm. I didn't know that the head of Interpol had any loyalty to China.
Apparently.
Apparently he does.
According to the Chinese.
Chinese just can come in and pick him up?
Yeah, and get him in there for questioning.
He was picked up by the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection.
And who are they? Okay.
Okay, I got to play this. It should be pretty good. This is the cast of The West Wing wants to make sure you can vote. This was put on by Facebook Watch. You know, those guys that are looking out for your best interest. With that said... There's a bunch of stars in here. Martin Sheen, you know, the same old cast of idiots. Here we go.
As Americans, and in times like these, it's our responsibility.
That's why every eligible American should be able to cast a ballot.
Without having to jump through hoops.
Without having to knock down barriers.
Let America vote.
It shouldn't be up for debate.
Unfortunately, some politicians... are trying to keep Americans from voting.
Why? Because these politicians only win when lots of voters stay home.
So no wonder Republicans are purging hundreds of thousands from the voter rolls.
Hold on just a second there. Purging hundreds of thousands of illegal and dead people and people that vote twice and
apparently in California, according to DMV's own internal audit, people that are underage that pre-registered to vote under their motor voter law.
Yeah. So those evil Republicans want a fair election of people who are only citizens to vote.
Did you notice they said they're trying to stop Americans? Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's listen to the rest of it.
No wonder they want to bring back poll taxes from the darkest days of the civil rights struggle to shut college students out of our democracy.
In some places, they want to force people to fax and...
I got
to
stop it right there. I am so tired of hearing we're a democracy. We are a freaking republic. Rule of law, not mob rule. The founding fathers said that a democracy was a lower form of government that soon or later votes out their own rights and a dictator shows up.
Weird.
Yeah.
I know. But you hear so many people misuse that word. It's just odd.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
Copies of their ID just to register.
What is the fax?
Oh, they need a copy of their ID just to register because they might be an illegal citizen who shouldn't be here voting at all. I don't know.
Did he really just ask, what is a fax?
Yeah. What's a fax? These guys are too stupid. See, that's the other thing. The presumption is these guys are too stupid. If you're eligible to vote, you're too stupid to get an ID. You're too stupid to vote, and register to vote, so you just show up anyway.
So you just are urging me to listen to your political opinion, and several sentences in, you inform me you're not even intelligent enough to know what a fax is.
Okay,
you want me to qualify your opinion as valid.
Go to the DMV. They'll take care of it for you. No problem.
This was posted by Doug, and the title is The Democrat is the New Communist. And it says, now this produces some really stupid propaganda, but this one's just a little too stupid to ignore, guaranteed to give you a good laugh. So let's listen to the rest of it.
Why stop there?
Why not make people do handstands?
Voting should be about determining the will of the majority, notwithstanding some crazy bureaucracy.
It's wrong to invent obstacles so college students, people of color, seniors who might vote against you can't
illegal
vote
aliens.
At all.
And it's no surprise that it comes from the party that's standing by and doing nothing while a foreign power tries to hack our democracy.
Now the midterm elections are coming up and Republicans are seeing their poll numbers plummet.
Is that the same guys that had a Chinese driver for 20 years?
The same party that sold our national strategic reserve of uranium to a foreign power.
The same guys that made a trade deal with China back in the day that, you know, gave us a complete trade imbalance so China could just clean our clock?
No,
The same National Democratic Committee that colluded with outside foreign governments to create a fake document and dossier to get an illegal FISA warrant to spy on a political candidate?
It's the same guys that want open borders so that anybody can come in here and vote? Yeah. No. Actually, that's the other guys. Hold on. So their polls are plummeting. That's why Trump's winning everywhere, because the polls are plummeting. These guys are morons. It's the blue wave. The blue wave of my butt. It's going to be a red tide. These guys are going out with it, and they're going to be drowning in a rip red tide. That's what they're afraid of.
So they're doubling down on suppressing your vote.
This could be the most important election of our lifetime. So let's send a message to politicians.
Let America vote.
Or we'll do everything in our power to vote you out.
Let's let America vote, and Mexico vote, and Canada vote, and the Russians vote, because we're all world citizens.
Here again, their commentary makes no sense. You won't let us vote, so we're going to vote you out.
Yeah, you bastards. And by the way, if I have to show up with an ID, I'm mad. Because, you know, that would mean I would have to drive there with my license that I got already.
I would have to be an American?
Yeah.
No.
See, it doesn't stop me from voting. I can prove my citizenship.
And of course,
It's not a barrier to me.
And of course,
you're trying to tell me that black people and senior citizens are too stupid or too poor to get an ID.
And of course, I always want to listen to a bunch of left-wing moron liberal celebrities that have their heads so far up their butt in L.A. somewheres that they can't even find the way to, the local,
Yeah. Half of them are Harvey Weinstein's sloppy seconds.
Text VOTE, VOTE, to 44939 to protect our democracy
and make everyone's vote count.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
out.
I'm as excited as you are to see all these folks in the same place again. You know it means this is an important cause. I'm Jason Kander, and I started Let America Vote because I believe that politicians who make it harder to vote should find it a whole lot harder to get reelected. I hope you'll join our cause. Text VOTE to 44939.
Yeah.
And people listen to that.
I want to go after those politicians and make it harder to vote
illegally. You bad people.
Yeah.
And if they keep doing it, we're going to vote them out.
Yes. And in case you didn't know, it is spelled VOTE.
There's no I in team.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
My brothers. You know, come on.
There's no I in team right in the a-hole.
Moving right along.
We've got like 2 minutes left. We're still, we have to, be civil, don't we?
No.
No.
All right. Since I got 2 minutes.
Go ahead. You got some
announcements? I do. Don't forget that November will be coming, and that means Veterans Day is coming, and we have one of the biggest parades out there at Shasta Lake City at 10 a.m., and it will be on November 10th. They also serve breakfast and stuff out there before, and there is lunch afterwards. So don't forget that. I also wanted to give a shout out to, there is going to be a new Veteran Talk radio show here.
Oh.
And it's going to start in November. And it's on Saturdays from 10 to 11. And the name of the program is Manning the Watch with Doc. So I just wanted to get that out there because it's Mr. Rose is helping with that.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah. He's such a great guy and got his hands involved in so many different things that I wanted to get out there, get that information out there. So stay tuned.
Have it.
We'll have more information as it comes along.
Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You are born an original, so don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And have a great week. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.